The medical gadgets included 300 units of children ambu bags, baby wind scale, blood pressure apparatus, stethoscopes, and 18 artichoke garments. While launching the distribution of the gadgets, Governor Akeredolu explained that the step was to phase out obsolete equipment and also fulfill his campaign promises to the people at the grassroots.
During our electioneering, we made reference to this. The primary health care system has hitherto viewed as unfit for patronage by many for lack of modern tools and equipment is fast shedding that obsolete toga.
Mr. Akeredolu, who said more equipment would arrive in the state soon, added that his administration was committed to rehabilitating a minimum of a primary health center in each local government.
The equipment to be commissioned today are necessary to respond to health needs of our citizens in all communities within the 18 local government areas of the state. We are expecting container loads of equipment. The 4-6 will arrive the port on Monday, and 2 weeks after, they will go to come in 6.
Earlier, the state commissioner for health, Dr. Wahab Adegboro, had described the provision of the up-to-date medical facilities by government as a tactical approach towards curtailing childhood morbidity and mortality in the state.
I welcome you all to another moment of history as gadgets bought with millions of naira by the state government, which shall be handed over to the 18 medical officers of health, who also double as primary health care coordinators to deliver minimum quality of services.
Also speaking, the executive secretary of Ondo State Primary Healthcare Development Board, Dr. Felix Akambiemu, had promised that the gadgets will be properly utilized to enhance the health of the people.
Most of our facilities in the rural area, they don't have ordinary baby wind scale. They don't have pinging syringe, which is necessary to resuscitate a child that delivers with what we call birth asphyxia. Most time, if you don't quickly intervene, that child will go. Those things are too basic to allow our children to die.
The first phase of the medical facility distribution was done in August 2018. In Akure, Olorunferemi Odofin for Radio Nigeria.